President Trump says he'll announce his choice for a new Supreme Court justice on Monday. There are worries among many on the left that the new justice could radically alter laws on gay rights, civil rights, and women's reproductive rights. All this places intense scrutiny on Maine's Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins, because she could be the swing vote in the decision to approve the Trump nominee. Collins has said she would not back a nominee she deems hostile to Roe versus Wade, but told NBC News yesterday she won't back someone just because they promised to uphold that landmark case.
There could be a person who is very strongly for Roe v. Wade, but lacks the qualification, the experience, the integrity, has ethical issues in the background. The FBI report turned up some troubling issues. I'm not going to vote for that person just because they're for Roe v. Wade.
Okay, so to talk about all this, we're joined this morning by Maine Public Radio's chief political correspondent and State House Bureau Chief Steve Missler. Good morning, Steve, and thanks.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So first off, would you describe life right now for Susan Collins? I imagine she's being approached by a slew of special interest groups about this possibly crucial vote she might have.
Yeah, I think life is being made very difficult for Senator Collins, which has been the case for her pretty much ever since Trump took office last year. There's a great expectation on the left that she will buck Trump and the party. But at the same time, I think there's an expectation on the right in the party that she's identified with to play for the team. And so that is very much the case here, where you have a big chance for the conservatives to get a conservative justice and really tip the balance of the Supreme Court. And I think that was a reason why a lot of people voted for Donald Trump last year, or in 2016. And, you know, Senator Collins is under pressure to help fulfill that promise.
I understand that part of that pressure is a new advertising campaign in Maine that's aimed at Collins' decision.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's nothing new either. I mean, the liberal and progressive groups have dumped a lot of money trying to persuade Susan Collins to either oppose certain cabinet nominees. In some cases, that's worked. And in other cases, to oppose the Republican tax overhaul last year. In that case, that didn't work. So she's very much used to the pressure on both sides. And I think this might be an extraordinary case of that.
So as you listen and read what she's been talking about, is there anything you think that she said that could tip her hand as to who she might approve or who she might reject?
Yeah, I think you can make a really strong argument that she sort of cut this rhetorical path for herself to eventually approve the president's nominee. I mean, they would have to take an extraordinary case where that person said something very out of line, or their background report didn't pan out, or something like that, where she wouldn't support his nominee. She's voted for three conservative judges on the court who have all said they respect precedent in some way. Yet all the conventional wisdom is that those same justices could be a part of overturning Roe v. Wade.
So she's being careful, but also a little unpredictable.
Yeah, and I think signaling a little bit about what she wants to do.
Where's Senator Collins' constituency on all this in Maine? Does she risk her good standing and popularity among her voters?
I wonder that a lot myself, because it feels as though, I mean, she's sort of cultivated this moderate image throughout her long service in the Senate. And I've always wondered if in this time when people are really retreating to their corners, whether that middle ground that she has so often stood on is shrinking for her. And I do wonder about that, because Maine is a purple state. We're a state that's very much, in some ways, a microcosm of the country, in the sense that we have a constituency that's very far left and a constituency that's very conservative. And I think in this day and age, it's going to be a real test of Susan Collins' image, I think, how she votes on this particular issue, and certainly other ones that will be presented to her under this administration.
And the focus on Collins will likely be going on all through the summer and into the fall because confirmation hearings on the new Supreme Court justice President Trump is expected to name on Monday probably won't begin until the fall. Steve Missler, Maine Public Radio's chief political correspondent and State House Bureau chief, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks again, Bob.